For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And Michael Murphy, the new president of Shays, started on Monday and you had a chat with him.
I did. It's featured in this week's Art Voice. He comes to us from San Diego's Old Globe Theater. Everywhere they keep promoting that he's from Western New York. He graduated from Gowanda Central High School. But in 1979, he's been gone for 37 years. So local boy, yes, I guess he is a local boy, but he's had his entire professional career in other places and has been very successful. I find it fascinating that he has taken on Shays as president. The Old Globe Theater is a far more prestigious venue. This is the theater that launched Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, whereas this season we'll see Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder touring to Shays. It started at the Old Globe. This year Broadway had two shows that started at the Old Globe. So he's been in a kind of a heady place, working with the first tier of people in the American theater to come here. And what I'd been reading, it made it sound like, oh, he's just looking to continue the legacy of Tony Conti. But when speaking to those two men, neither one of them said that. It looks like this is the beginning of a brand new chapter for Shays, and though he still has family in Gowanda, it seems that what really, really interests him is the fact that, like the Old Globe, Shays has control over three venues. The Shays Buffalo Theater, which has the 3,000-seat theater, the highly successful Broadway series, but the underused Shays Smith Theater and Shays 710 Main. And he talked a lot about the potential for growth.
Well, I know for some time you've been, I'll say, disappointed in what's been happening at the 710 Main property, the former studio arena.
Well, I get disappointed, impatient.
Okay.
It's got to start somewhere.
Well, let's say it starts now.
And I must say that Tony Conti was the right man for the right time, that he retired a lot of debt, restored the building, built the subscription from about 5,000 to nearly 14,000, working with Al Nocciolino to book it. They've done a terrific job.
Over at Shays.
Yeah, over at Shays. And I think that, as Tony said, it's time for the next chapter.
Okay.
I think, okay, let's see what this is going to be.
Well, talk about the next chapter, Finding Neverland. Now, usually the big trucks and the buses pull in the night before, but there's something special going on this week at Shays.
They've been actually teching and rehearsing the show in Buffalo, and this is the first time in my memory that ever a national tour. Actually, William Gillette's Sherlock Holmes started here, but you know, what year was that? 1890-something?
It's time.
It's the first time in a long time. And the reason is that people like Tony Conti and Al Nocciolino and other presenters across the state lobbied the legislature to provide tax incentives for Broadway producers to tech their shows in New York State. Previous to this, almost every national tour would start in Chicago, Illinois, or Rhode Island in Louisiana, because those states provided incentives. New York State now does. So Buffalo is getting Finding Neverland, but also Rochester is teching a show, Schenectady's teching a show, Utica is, Syracuse is. It's really quite exciting. The presenters keep stressing the economic impact, and of course that is true, that lots of local technicians get work, and then all of the hotels and restaurants and, you know, everything from people staying here for a week. But for me, the most exciting thing is we don't have to wait to get the shows. That, you know, Buffalo gets Finding Neverland right out of the gate. It was rehearsed here and we'll start here, and that's exciting.
So the previews are tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Those are the previews. And then the official opening, I guess, will be October 9th.
And Finding Neverland is the backstory behind the writing of Peter Pan.
Well, let's go from a major theatrical presence in downtown to a small, more local theater. And that is the Paul Robeson Theater. They're housed in the African American Cultural Center, and you got to go see Jitney by August Wilson.
Love this play. The only one of August Wilson's plays that has never played Broadway. It was a famous role for Steve McKinley Henderson as Turnbow. Have you seen the trailer for Fences, the movie for Fences?
No.
Gorgeous. Steve recreating his Tony-nominated performance in Fences, but his really great role is in Jitney, and Fisher is doing a brilliant job in this part. It's about a group of men in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, of course, driving private cabs to neighborhoods that the licensed cabs won't go to, and what happens. I would have thought a year ago that they couldn't have done Jitney at the Robeson, didn't have enough middle-aged men, but they have populated it beautifully, bringing Roosevelt Tidwell back as Booster, and they've really done a nice job.
Just before we close, a quick shout-out. I finally got over to Sweet Bird of Youth, the Tennessee Williams play at the Irish Classical Theater, and
I don't know if there are any tickets left for the final weekend.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
But try. It's really worth it.
Patrick Cameron, Alex Malej, and more. You'll love it. Irish Classical for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.